So you win the lottery. What's the first thing you are going to do? Well, that's your opportunity right here on the Colleen and Bradley Show. 651-641-1071. You're winning the lottery. What's the first thing you are doing? Good afternoon and welcome to the third hour of our program. And Holly Roberts is asking this question today. Not because she won the lottery, but because she read a story about someone who won the lottery. Right, Holly?
Yes, exactly, Bradley. Except this woman won the lottery, but is probably not going to see any of the $26 million that she won in the Super Lotto Plus.
Oh my God, why?
Because she put the lottery ticket in the laundry and it was destroyed.
Oh no, but how does she know she had the winning lotto ticket?
Well, the manager of the place where this woman bought the ticket said it was this lady who bought the ticket. And she told him, and she put it in the wash.
Oh, no.
She put it in her pocket, and then she did the thing. She put it in her pocket, like the chapstick, like the dollar bill, like the receipt.
Like the gum.
Like the gum. And then she washed it.
That just makes my heart hurt. There's got to be a way where we can figure out, like, a better way to do this, unless it's, they don't want you to collect the money, probably.
Well, I mean, you would think that there would be a second way, Grant, but a copy of the surveillance video that shows the woman buying the lotto ticket was turned over to the California Lottery, but the store recorded over the original version and no longer has the footage.
Oh, God, it just gets worse.
You've got to, like, get an app or something where it's, like, like, there's got to be a way to have, like, a digital backup of the thing. But then again, it's the lottery. If someone doesn't win it, it's more for everybody
else. Yeah, you know, the California Lottery said that the video wouldn't be enough. They also said that they have to provide evidence that they owned it. So here's what we have to do when we buy our lottery tickets. You got to take a picture of the front and back.
I mean, they can tell what a Neanderthal had in its stomach from like 400,000 years ago. And you're telling me this woman can't collect her $26 million from a dumb ticket that got run through the wash?
It doesn't look like it. Now, they said that they are going to still be investigating it. This, according to California Lottery spokespeople. But if the prize isn't claimed, the one-time payout of $19.7 million is going to go to California Public Schools. So somebody
at least,
has
to, you know.
Well, you know, the kids are gonna get a little money, but
do it for the children.
But $19.7 million in payout.
So that doesn't just go back into the kitty.
No, it's going to go...
I mean, it's going to go into the kitties.
Yeah, it is. It is. But they're going to... It's already been won. I don't know the technical rules of the California Lottery, but they said, we're going to give the money to the school system.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. But, oh...
I know.
God, I'm sorry. Her. I don't know that I could come back from that, you guys.
I don't think it's a good call. Yeah, I'd have to be under watch.
I would need some, like, heavy medication sedation for about 6 months.
At least.
Man. And then I would just need to leave the country. I would not be... anytime you saw California Lottery, you'd be like, oh, God.
Anytime you reach in your pocket to buy anything that you wanted, you'd be like, oh, I could have.
Womp, womp. Or, hey, aren't you the idiot who washed her tip?
Well, that's why she's not coming forward, because she doesn't want you to know.
And even if you win, you should not tell who you are, because they will come out of the woodwork. We do have some calls here, guys, if you want to
Let's go right to the phone. So the question was, you win the lottery, what's the first thing you're doing? Who do we got in the line, Grant?
Pete is with us right now.
Hey, Pete, what's the first thing you're doing?
Well, my wife has been such a wonderful, supportive person throughout all the problems I've had in my life, and I would buy her an anniversary ring.
Aww. Is there a specific kind?
Whatever she wanted.
That's adorable.
That's awesome. Aww,
that's wonderful.
Thank you for sharing
Next that. Month will be our 31st anniversary.
Oh, aww. Congrats.
Yeah.
Congrats.
Well, congratulations and a wonderful thought. Thanks for calling, Pete.
Yep, thank you.
I would ask for a Range Rover to be attached to my ring. Thank you. Who else we got, Grant?
We have Jack on the line.
Hey, Jack. You won the lottery. What are you going to do?
Well, the first thing I'm doing, because I love you guys so much there, I'm sending a fleet of Schwann's trucks to your studios so you guys can have anything you want.
Wow.
I'm going to get those little ice cream cups with the stripes of strawberry in it.
Yes.
Yum. I may be...
It's a Minnesota company, so you got to support Minnesota.
Exactly. All right. Well, thanks for the Schwann's delivery, Jack.
Yeah.
And I'm not opposed to doing nice things for us.
Yeah,
if you guys want lottery winning.
Also attached to the ice cream with the strawberry stripes would be a Range Rover.
Yes. I would like a spoon inside of a Range Rover to eat my ice cream.
And we have Megan with us here, too.
Hey, Megan.
Hello. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was going to re-ask the question, but you're ready to answer it. So go for it. What are you doing?
Yeah, I guess, this is maybe going to sound a tad selfish in light of, the generosity of the previous callers. But honestly, I would fix up my yard because I think I have the ugliest yard on the planet. And I'm always sad when spring comes because the snow doesn't hide it anymore. So now I would love to be able to fix it up and make it look nice and help other people. Property values, maybe.
Oh, see, that was such a nice, this is a good tie-in.
Yeah, Megan, that was like, that is selfless.
I'm gonna spend money on myself for you.
I'm not gonna be the block blight anymore.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Yeah, thanks.
Thanks, Megan.
I love that.
All right, Brad,
I bought all of these new clothes so that you had something better to look at.
That's right. I got all these injectables in my face so you didn't have to cower when you saw me.
We talked about this again. Holly is asking us what we would do should we win the lottery. The first thing I would do is go to tropicalislands.com, purchase an island, and go live there immediately.
Okay, bye.
Yeah. that's where I'm at in life right now is I wake up every morning and I'm like, is it time yet to go to my hideaway?
I'm looking at my calendar and every day I cross out the date with a red pen and an X.
And, used to be like, travel and stuff. So I would say probably some kind of travel, but preferably in a tropical location. What about you?
Yeah, I'm buying isolated real estate.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like on a mountain. Like I say tropical island just because it's harder for people to get to you.
Yeah.
But I would be fine like on a mountain somewhere.
Sure.
Or in a desert.
Yeah, one of those castles that were built inside a cave.
Oh, I like that.
Things that people used to appropriate caves and make them into dwellings. And so maybe there's one for sale.
I'm all for that. You can make cheese in there, grow some mushrooms. Hey, Grant.
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing if you win the lottery?
I'm buying land like you guys. Land is king. And I'd probably go back and get the old family business, which is now a bunch of houses. So I would try to buy it, give all those people new homes.
Wait, explain that to me. The family business is a bunch of houses.
It was a golf course for a long time.
Okay.
We used to own a golf course, ran it for a long time. Now it's sad to look at, but it's a lot of houses. But I would go buy every one of those houses, give all those people new homes, tear them all down and re-put the same golf course back up. That's my dad and I's dream if we ever win the lottery, for sure.
Right.
So, and we have Sydney if we want to get one more quick
one. Let's do it. Yeah. Let's let Sydney be the last word. Okay, Sydney, you won the lottery. What's the first thing you are doing?
Okay, just a story here about the lottery. Okay, I'll be brief.
Yeah, no worries.
So, I had this neighbor who is still there. Had this neighbor who married for the first time, she was 51. And she was lived a simple life, just basic every day. And she met this man who lived down the street in a little house and just a very simple lifestyle, kind of frugal.
Mm-hmm.
When she told her parents she was getting married, her parents said, well, I hope it all works out for you. Okay, so fast forward, they get married, they're still married, but the man was always kind of, I hate to say this word, but embarrassed of his father.
Okay.
His mother was deceased.
Okay.
And he had a sister, and so when they had the wedding, they cleaned him up, so to speak, bought him a beautiful suit, haircut, showered, everything. He had lived in a very tiny little kind of shack house. Okay, so fast forward, he passes away. And come to find out, he had left them $32 million.
Wow.
Okay.
So he had a secret stash.
Secret
hidden
fortune.
Away.
Yeah. So he had... they kind of knew he, owned some land, came from a family of farmers and stuff, but, the husband, so to speak,
yeah.
they just never were concerned about it or thought about it, and you know, and lo and behold,
little did they know. And did they take dollars. Did they go off on a fabulous world tour, or like what did they what did or did they just live modesty or modestly as well?
Well, they live modestly. They, you know, they have, but not ostentatiously or whatever
sure.
that word is.
Yeah.
But they owned a little house in Wayzata, and the property has just, you know, skyrocketed. So
oh, I'm sure.
They ended up kind of building a really nice house, not a grand looking house, but otherwise they, you know, just live a very You would have no idea.
Well, I figure if you get to 51 and then you win all that money, you're not changing probably too much about the way that you live your life because you're yeah. so used to the way you live, which is kind of, you know, heartening, right? But still, you get to enjoy yeah. all that money on mm-hmm. some level. Oh, yeah. What a wonderful story.
Thank you, Sydney. Yeah.
Thank you, Sydney, okay. for sharing that.
All right.
We could all
have a good day.
You too have a great weekend. That would be a wonderful way to wake up one morning and find out. Oh. Exactly. All right. Mm-hmm. All right. When we come back here on the Colleen and Bradley Show, from Lotto winnings to our good friend Paul McGuire Grimes, find out what's in theaters and or on your streaming service this weekend when we come back right here on My Talk 107.1. Well, you probably are going to have some time around the house this weekend. And if you do, you'll probably want to watch something. And we've got our good friend Paul McGuire Grimes from Paul's Trip to the Movies to join us and tell us what you can be watching on your favorite streaming service or heading to the actual movie theater to see. Hey, Paul.
Hey, Paul.
Hey, hello, it's great to be here.
It's always good to talk to you for two reasons. One, you have great ideas for us of things to watch, and two, whenever you're here, it means Friday is also here.
Yay!
Oh, that.
Well, let's yes. start with something. You know, I saw an ad for this, and I was like, well, this looks like a cute family film, and it's on Netflix. It's called The Mitchells versus the Machines.
Yes, this movie really blew my expectations away. I loved it. So the premise behind this is that there's a family going on a road trip to take the daughter to film school. And throughout this road trip, they find themselves in the middle of the robot apocalypse. And they have to figure out how to work together in order to save themselves and save the rest of the world. So you got Abby Jacobson as the young girl. Danny McBride and Maya Rudolph play the parents. And then, get this, Olivia Colman is the voice of the villain, who is this operating system. Her name is Pal, which is an homage to Hal from 2001 A Space Odyssey.
Oh, I love it. Now, this is animated.
Yes. So this is from kind of the same team that did Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. So kind of going into that, there's a variety of like animation styles, high energy, big color palette, so bright. And because the main character is a filmmaker, you not only see like the standard animation of the film, but like whenever she has this idea or you kind of see what her filmmaking projects are like, it takes on like this different style. There's like 2D scribbles and sketches, and she is such a fast thinker and creative mind that this movie is moving kind of at a mile a minute, and kids, well, I think, will really love the effects. And she'll sometimes kind of talk, like stop the action to kind of talk to the audience, or at one point she puts a cat filter on everything because she's like, this is going to be a bad situation, let's put a cat filter on it. So it is just so clever, funny, and creative, and also one of those movies that isn't just for kids. There's so much that adults will love in it too.
I was going to say, I saw a video on YouTube, I didn't watch it, but I saw the title was Things Only Adults Noticed in The Mitchells versus the Machine. So it's clearly aimed yes. at both audiences.
Cool. How many ticket
yes,
stubs?
I mean, 4.5 out of 5 ticket stubs. Ooh. I mean, I was just surprised. Every frame of this movie was so exciting and funny. And like, especially all those little adult quips. I was like, oh my God, that's hysterical. Kids won't get it, but I'm loving it.
Perfect. All right. So from The Mitchells and the Machines, which is on Netflix, to something else we can watch on Netflix this weekend, The Woman in the Window. What's this all about?
Yes.
Amy Adams?
This is with Amy Adams, and she plays a woman who suffers from agoraphobia. So she is stuck in her brownstone in New York City 10 months. I mean, that sounds joyous nowadays because we're used to that. But this was actually shot like 3 years ago, and she sees the new neighbor across the way get stabbed to death by her husband. So she's like, what is going on? What is happening? And all of a sudden, the police are like, no, the wife is still alive. And even the husband is like, no, my wife is still alive. Like, you don't know what you're talking about. So it's very much inspired by Alfred Hitchcock, Rear Window, Vertigo. It stars also Julianne Moore, Gary Oldman, Jennifer Jason Leigh, all star cast in this new movie.
Well, does it live up to its inspirations, Paul?
Well, I mean, you can't top Hitchcock. But true. I will say that I'm actually one of the few critics that dug it. You know, it's getting a lot of bad reviews, but I really liked the aesthetic of the movie. I mean, Joe Wright's a very visual director. He did Atonement, Pride and Prejudice. So there's a lot of colors, that like really bold colors that pop. And you really live with an Anna's like unsure, like what is actually happening? Like, is she telling the truth? Are these other people telling the truth? What is made up in her mind versus her anxiety and her trauma? Because she's got some past trauma that she's dealing with. So I was kind of guessing and like trying to piece all the pieces together. So I really dug the first half of the movie, which is very Hitchcock inspired. Then the second half, the final little bit is like a little, there's too many twists, too many reveals, too much of that, that I was like, oh, I feel like you're just kind of keeping this going for the sake of keeping this going.
All right. How many ticket stubs?
3.5 out of 5. I did enjoy the first half. I thought the performances are all great. It's an interesting concept, even if we've kind of seen it before.
All right, Paul. So we got 30 seconds left for your review of the Angelina Jolie movie, Those Who Wish Me Dead on HBO Max, and one that you can actually sit your butt in the theater and watch.
Yeah. Yeah. So she plays this firefighter smoke watcher who has to protect this young boy from the two hitmen that killed his father. So it's set in Montana. It's a very kind of edge of your seat, very kind of stripped down story. I mean, this is a 95-minute movie as you hope that she is protecting this young boy as this fire is raging on around them. So it's by the same guy that wrote Hell or High Water and the TV series Yellowstone. So if you kind of like that straightforward approach, that kind of classic filmmaking, you can dig this story and where it goes. Angelina Jolie is great. Nicholas Holt and Aidan Gillen are also in it. And John Bernthal, he's in it too. You know, interesting characters. There's not a lot of depth to this, I will say. I felt like there was whole scene,
Paul,
maybe some character development that was missing. Yeah.
Thank you so much. We have to run.
Thanks for having me.
No, that's okay.
I get it.
We love you, Paul. We're going to have a beautiful weekend. I can just feel it. We're going to have a beautiful segment right now with you, ladies and gentlemen, here on the Colleen and Bradley Show on MyTalk 107.1. Heading swiftly into our weekend, I'm Bradley Traynor. That's Holly Roberts and Grant, of course. Colleen will be back next week. Right now, though, it's time to call out some crazy, stupid idiots.
Well, then, I guess one could say that's a crazy, stupid idiot. Yeah! Colleen and Bradley present CSI. It stands for Crazy Stupid Idiots.
It sure does. Why? Well, because the world is full of crazy, stupid idiots. Dumb people doing dumb things repeatedly, over and over again, oftentimes in the state of
Florida.
And sometimes other places.
Like
where?
Like we're going to China.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
We haven't been to China in a while. What's going on over there?
Some college students doing some scamming.
Oh, okay. Tell me more.
Yeah, I suppose it's the unique thing that they were scamming that brings this story to our attention today. So this took place back in 2018, where a group of college students, 5 of them, found a little glitch in a computer system and decided to grift $31,000 worth of goods and services from a very specific place.
Okay, 31,000. Wow, that's
U.S. dollars.
31,000 U.S. dollars.
Yes.
With what? Like what? Cash money? What?
No.
Oh.
It wasn't cash money.
Okay.
Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Oh, KFC?
Kentucky Fried Chicken.
How much chicken is that?
That's a lot of chicken.
Did they steal the actual chicken, or you're saying they stole?
They managed to find a loophole.
Okay.
In Kentucky Fried, KFC, excuse me, KFC's online order platform, and then they could access an endless supply of fried chicken.
Oh my God. Oh, I would love, can you imagine? You're just like click, 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 chicken, 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 chicken.
All day long. All
yeah.
day long.
Yep, you know, I think I'll have some more. Click, click, click.
Click, click, or clock, clock, clock.
Ah, there you go.
Yeah.
So I see what you did
the
there.
The ringleader of these students, only identified as Zhu, defrauded KFC out of $9,000 and all told, they stole more than $31,000 worth of food from Yum Brands. So these people weren't just dipping into the KFC. I don't know what Yum Brands operates in China besides KFC, but they were stealing it.
Isn't Yum Brands also, I don't know if it's China, but Taco Bell?
Yes.
Some other things?
Yes.
Some stuff?
Pizza Hut. That's why you have the combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell. as captured in the song of the same name?
I don't know that song. Do I?
No, probably not. Okay. But it's out there. Go
I want
it
some
up.
KFC, though.
Oh, yum. Oh.
And remember, it's harder to get KFC in the Twin Cities now because yes. they were all replaced with Popeyes, which I'm not complaining. I do love a good Popeyes, and previously we only had one. But now, I don't think we have a Kentucky Fried Chicken. I think the closest one is in, well, it's not even St. Paul. I think it's Roseville. Maybe?
The one on Snelling with, yeah. with the delightful KFC buffet experience. Yeah. I mean, in the before times.
But that's not close to my house.
Oh, well, yeah. I'm sorry about that.
It's all about me.
Yeah. Well, apparently.
What happened to these guys?
Well, they're fined. And I want to tell you about what happened and how they found it.
So oh, yeah.
they found a loophole between KFC's app and the restaurant's page on the Chinese social network WeChat, which allowed you to use a voucher for free food while also being refunded. And then they began doing this kind of as like a side hustle, like, hey, if you just give me the cash money, I'm going to use this app to get the free Kentucky Fried Chicken
oh.
for you. So, you know, at a, like a little discount, it's like the old school, like in Goodfellas in the back of the truck, we're going to give you a big old carton of cigarettes, so to speak, right?
But we're going to give them to you for a deal.
Exactly.
You just give me the money. I'll get you that 6-piece chicken and I'm going to give it to you for $3.
Uh-huh.
Versus whatever it
and
normally
I'm
going to
pocket the $3 for myself. Oh my goodness.
That's a nice scam. So not only did they get cash, but they also got chicken whenever they wanted it.
Yeah. Now, the five people responsible for this, there's a range of sentences. Some people are actually going to be serving some time, 13 to 30 months.
Oh my God.
Some people are just going to be fined anywhere from $150 US to $900 US. So
I don't know. I mean, I do love fried chicken. I don't know if it's worth going to jail for.
It's no. No.
Generally.
Generally, no.
If we're talking Cub Foods fried chicken, I might get close. Because that is some good chicken.
That is some
I'm not
great
saying I'm
going to
steal fried chicken, by the way.
I'm just saying but. That the deliciousness of said chicken
oh, it's so good.
Would I drive know. You to do
crunchy, crispy,
and juicy.
Juicy, salty.
Oh,
what all my favorite things.
Yum. Do you have a crazy, stupid
I
idiot?
I do. And of course, it's going to involve food.
Yeah.
Okay, so that was in China.
Yep.
Well, I want to take us to Ohio, and I want to take you specifically to the chip aisle of a Walmart.
Ooh, that's exciting. Lots
right?
of variety.
I don't know that I have been to a chip aisle of a Walmart in 100 years. Usually you would find me at a Cub Foods or a Costco.
I have been to a chip aisle in a Walmart recently being the past year, and it's quite delightful.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I bet they have a nice...
Lots of variety.
You're not alone, Bradley. I have yet to go down a chip aisle at Walmart myself.
There's one not too far. I think the closest one would be Bloomington, maybe. Although probably the suburbs here. I don't know. I don't know where the closest Walmart is. It doesn't matter. What matters is the one in Cleveland that I told you about, because that's where we find somebody striking a female victim in the face.
Oh,
this is not good, right? So
no.
There's a store in South Euclid, which is a suburb of Cleveland, and two women, Monika Garner and Precious Jackson, who once lived in the same duplex. Now, Ms. Garner was actually the one who struck her former acquaintance, Ms. Jackson. And that's not crazy, stupid, idiot worthy. Like, a fight... I mean, sadly, big deal. That's not worthy of our segment.
No.
To be a crazy, stupid idiot on the Colleen and Bradley show, you have to do something that's, you know, a little off or different, right?
Right.
Next level.
Next level.
So it's not that Ms. Garner struck Ms. Jackson. It's what she struck Ms. Jackson with that earned her crazy, stupid idiot status. Would you like to guess?
Yes, I would. Thank you. Does it have to do with something that we would find in a chip aisle at a Walmart?
Well, yeah, generally, no. You're not going to find this. If you did, it would be a mistake. Like somebody misplaced the item. Is it something you'd find at a Walmart.
Is it edible?
Yes.
Is it a bag of frozen shrimp?
No, but you're getting closer. It is a protein source.
A bag of frozen steaks.
Closer.
A bag of frozen barbecued ribs.
Close.
Is it a mammal? Did she get whacked with a mammal?
She?
A ham.
No, it was not a ham. This confrontation involved Ms. Garner beating Ms. Jackson upside the head with a tube of ground beef.
Oh.
So a 10-pound tube.
Frozen? Probably, if it's 10 pounds.
Well, I don't know. Why does it have to be frozen if it's 10 pounds? You're just like, it's a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot.
It's too much for fresh ground beef. Nobody's eating that. No, I don't know. I'm looking at the package, and it just looks like, you know those tubes of ground beef? This is 10 pounds. First of all, I did not know you could buy a 10-pound tube of ground beef.
Well, yeah, if you're going to have a barbecue.
I guess so, right? Well, she beat Ms. Jackson. Again, they both lived in the same complex at one point. Now, according to police, when the pair spotted each other, so there must have been a previous history here, right?
They had a beef.
They had a beef. Yes. And the beef led to beef upside her face.
Oh.
Apparently, Garner, according to police, pulled down Jackson's mask and attempted to spit on her.
Oh, no.
When she missed, Garner reached into Jackson's shopping cart and removed her prepackaged log of meat and used it against her, striking her a couple times in the face.
Oh.
Isn't that crazy? It doesn't say that it was frozen, though, so I feel like she probably, you know, that was, because that would hurt, I'm saying, way yes. more than fresh ground meat.
Yes, that's where the concern was.
Yeah, because I think you'd be knocked unconscious if somebody beat like you with a frozen 10-pound
bat.
Yeah, exactly. This was a wet and moist baseball bat. this did result in Ms. Garner being arrested for assault and violating a temporary protective order. Unfortunately, her child was with her at the time, and so her child had to be turned over to a relative because her mother was taken into custody.
Okay. You can't have nice things.
Oh, gosh. Can you imagine, like, having to determine what you put in your basket lest somebody come up and hit you with it?
Well, yeah. I mean, think about the chaos that would happen during Thanksgiving season.
Oh, God, a turkey?
A turkey.
Nobody wants a turkey thrown at them.
No.
Just lots of bags of marshmallows.
Yeah, not even a Cornish hen. That would hurt.
No, oh gosh, no. That would really sting.
No poultry. Please.
Do you have a quickie?
Yeah, I have a quickie.
Let's do it.
You know, this crazy, stupid idiot actually affects everybody. We can't have nice things because
that's not new.
People are beating each other up over Pokemon cards at Target, and so now we can't have them anymore at Target.
I don't. Can you explain this to me? How is this the first time hearing of this to the point where Target's like, fine, never again?
Well, this just happened. So this happened in Wisconsin. By the way, we are going to Wisconsin. This is Brookfield, Wisconsin, where according to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, four men assaulted another 35-year-old man on May 7th in a Target parking lot after he left the store. The incident only ended after the victim accessed his gun because of Pokemon cards.
A gun?
Yes.
Oh,
and trading cards. Yes. Oh.
So these are worth like tons of money or something?
They can be.
You know, if you get the one that is worth a lot of money.
Is it like by chance? Like you open the package and you're hoping for like a really good.
It's like a pull tab.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, you could get a blank one with just a bunch of cool pictures, or you can get that red line, which means you got some money.
Forgive me for not knowing all the answers to this, and I apologize if you don't know the answer, but then how do you make money on these?
You
like eBay?
You grade them. You have to send them to get graded. So like you want to keep them as mint as possible. The higher the grade, the more mint it is.
So just like baseball cards.
Yeah, like a baseball card. You get it graded and then you sell it, put it at auction, and they go for astonishing amounts of money.
Yeah. So as a result of stuff like this about that attack in the parking lot, Target issued a statement saying, out of an abundance of caution, we've decided to temporarily suspend the sale not only of Pokemon trading cards, but Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA cards effective today, May 14th. Sorry, you can't get them anymore. Because the resurgence of the popularity of Pokemon, That is a stunning thing. It's always been lurking in the background, but the kids, the youth, are super into this stuff.
Now, one wonders, is this the children causing the problem or the parents?
Not even parents.
So this is like the guy who shows up at like a, you know, an autograph signing with like five things that he's going to turn around and sell on eBay.
And pushes the kid out of the way to get him autographed. Yeah. Exactly. Got that's it. What this is.
Yeah.
That's shameful.
Because it's not the kid. Like, my nephew is super into Pokemon And he even wore his little Pokemon hat and sweatshirt to school today.
Aww.
Yeah, it's very cute. But he's not going to be punching a guy in the parking lot for a Squirtle card.
I don't even know what those words mean.
Squirtle card?
Yeah, it meant something to somebody, Bradley.
Right. It did.
That's all that matters. Well, now, I hope Target doesn't also ban 10-pound logs of ground beef. Because what we've learned in today's Crazy Stupid Idiots is that it can be beef or paper cards. Like, anything can cause a fight.
If you try hard enough.
Exactly. When we come back, we're going to play a game. It's our favorite game of the day. It's called the Throwback
Live.
Right here on My Talk 107.1.